Okay, so hello everybody, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good whatever time of the day you are listening to this. This is a bonus episode to an already made episode whose title is what's the title again? Yes, Cabin Fever. Yes, if you haven't listened to that episode, please do go and listen to it. Like, trust me, it is good. It has, if I do say so myself, it has good stuff, you know, stuff to help you out during this isolation of a thing. Yeah, but this particular one, also listen to it. Like I said, it's a bonus episode, and trust me, it's not going to be long, because these bonus episodes are going to be, well, in the sense of the word, bonus. And basically, if you saw the title for this bonus episode, you know what I'm going to be talking about already. And it's basically, isolate yourself, please. I mean, please, like, please, just isolate yourself.
Egungun, be careful, na express you dey go. Egungun, be careful, na express you dey go.
Egungun, be careful, na express you dey go. Moto go jam me. Ah. It don't happen, I don't tell him. It don't happen, I don't tell him. Moto don't jam him, I don't tell him. It don't happen, I don't tell him.
Okay, so I trust that many of you are already familiar with the song that I just played, the Egungun, be careful, na express you dey go. Egungun, be careful, na express you dey go. Moto go jam you. I love that song. And many of you might have noticed that song's, how should I say it? Should I say notoriety has already died down? And there's a reason for that. Even Egungun is in isolation, like, sincerely, it's in isolation. Okay, like, many of us know, isolation officially started in a couple of states in Nigeria. And yet, in my own sector of Ogun here, where we are supposed to be isolating, do you know there are riots? Like, it's just been one day. It's been one freaking day. Like, this is Saturday, the 4th of April, and the isolation started yesterday, the 3rd of April, at night. And we already have a riot. Like, is somebody mad? Like, is somebody crazy? But sincerely, like, what is up with Nigerians? Like, what is so interesting about your life, or so fun about your life, that you need to defy the order to isolate yourself for your own good? And yes, I get the reasoning that, you know, not everybody is as privileged as I am, as many of us are, to sufficiently isolate and have boredom be our only worry. You understand? Like, I get it. And for that boredom stuff, again, I refer you to the original episode for that this bonus belongs to, titled Cabin Fever. You understand? Go and listen to it. Give it a listen to it. It has some particularly majorly good tips from a psychologist from the University of Toronto, and also an astronaut who was in isolation for a year and a half. So yeah, really good stuff. Like, people that actually know what they're talking about. So like I was saying, you understand? Like, what is so interesting about our lives that we feel the need to constantly jump into the face of danger and rebellion? Like, sincerely, like, what the up is up? Really, like, sincerely, see, during this time, for most of us it's just 14 days. For some of us, it's been more than 14 days that we've been in isolation. School teachers and students, hey yo, where are you? Show of hands. You understand? So, and some other people too, office workers and stuff like that, medical practitioners are not really in isolation because they are at the forefront of the danger, which I applaud their bravery, I applaud their dedication, and I applaud their consistency, and I pray that God saves them. You understand? You know, but for real regular civilians, and for those of us who have prepared ourselves for this isolation, for those of us who can afford it, even for those who can't, like, there were provisions made for some people who can't. So, like, let's just be truthful. For the nation at large, you understand? Or let me limit it to my area here. For most people here, I understand the fact that not all of them can isolate for a long time, but most of them can isolate for like a week. Yeah, most of us living here can isolate for like a week. You understand? That's 7 days, half of the isolation period. And it's like as if they have to totally be in isolation. Like, I hear from Monday, or is it from Tuesday, they are going to open up markets for you know, people to come and buy stuff and stuff from like 10 to 2 p.m. So like, it's not like I say we are going to be in total isolation, and you can still move about in your street, just maintain, you know, distances, even though these people are stubborn and they are not maintaining distances. I won't allow somebody to touch me this morning. Thank you very much. Like, I cannot come and die. Hallelujah. I have a long life ahead of me to proclaim the word of the Lord in the land of the living. You know, so I'm more useful to God alive. Yeah, so like, you know, we can afford to isolate. We can afford to stay in our houses and be bored and have boredom be the only thing we complain about, you understand? We can afford to, you know, take this time out to take care of ourselves, exercise, learn new skills, and all that nonsense you get. But like, let's just isolate. Egungu, be careful. Like, there are so many egungus living here because literally many of the people here are skin and bones. Like, they can consume like eba for 10 people and they don't get fat. Like, I don't know what kind of people I'm living with. I need to borrow jeans from some of these people because Baba has stomach, you understand? So like, basically, like, many of these people are egunguns, like stubborn headed. I don't even like, the insult is not coming, like sincerely, descriptive insult is not coming. So let me just say they are just stubborn, they are egunguns, you understand? And with so many warnings from the local chairman, from the local government, from their friends, from people, from the adults, everybody, so many warnings. We still have these young boys that are going to go and raid hospitals and fight in the street and stuff like that on practically day one of isolation. Like, what is the motivation for this, sincerely? Like, don't we recognize the danger? Or is living somewhere where most of the people are not educated or not educated past secondary school level, and even those that are secondary school level got self school, do not enter them and pass out, you understand? So like, it's living in a place like that is going to expose you to people like this. I don't understand. Like, sincerely, like I said, this is a rant. Like, I'm just saying, please isolate yourself. Don't take this as a joke. Like, we have, as I'm speaking now on the 4th of April, we have 210 cases, I think, 25 discharges and 2 deaths. But sincerely, we haven't done enough testing. We haven't done a lot of testing. So I'm very sure, and like experts are saying, there's going to be more than that 210 cases, you understand? So we really cannot afford to put ourselves in danger. I like what Lagos is doing. I think Lagos is handling the lockdown very well. Ogun State, we need to be a lot more organized yet. But like, sincerely, like, people should just isolate. Like, stay in your house. It's 14 days for a start. Stay in your garden. Everyone will lay in how do they used to say the Yoruba? Please just stay in your house, you understand? Like, and if you know any other egungun that is outside and it's not inside the house and they don't have any good God-given reason to be outside, do you know what to say to them? Well, this is what you say.
Egungun, be careful, na express you go. Egungun.